Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B-Pod Studios.
Video games.
Yes, you can!
Comic books.
Nothing is impossible!
Sci-fi.
Just
anime.
Do it!
If you've been made fun of for it, we're probably gonna talk about it.
What are you waiting for?
This is Nerd Radio.
Make your dreams come true!
You know what does matter?
What?
It's Weird Nerd Radio!
Oh, hey!
Surprise! You're on the, wherever you're getting your podcast. It's part of the B-Pod Studios Network. My name is Chuck Bean.
Yeah.
Joined, as always, by Al Beck and James.
Hello.
How the hell are you guys?
Good, man. I feel like I want to be surprised that I'm on the podcast the whole episode. What are we doing here?
Looking over your shoulder?
Oh,
that's what we're doing. I thought we were just hanging on this room because it's the most climately comfortable.
Right. Because it's the quietest.
Yeah. It's reasonably uncomfortable in here.
And
who are you?
Are you going to let me get through this or what?
No, I am not.
You son of a bitch.
Come out!
Like he got dementia over within the last week.
It was only
now
a
he's
matter
got the
of
mind
time.
Of an 80-year-old man, not just the TV habits.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, Chuck, what were you?
Just because I'm wearing my furry costume this week doesn't mean you don't know it's me. No, I'm not actually wearing a furry costume.
Yeah.
It'd be sweet if you were, though.
It would be. So it's Avengers week, man. I mean, that's the big news this week is everyone's getting ready to see Avengers, unless you, James, who's already gone to see it because
who may have already saw it.
Yeah, because he's got that.
That spoil it for everybody.
Toity advanced screening. No spoilers. What are your thoughts?
I think it was good. I can't wait till you guys see it because I have a lot of questions for you guys. I think you guys rank higher on the nerd scale than what I do, so you know a little bit more.
Might be able to explain some stuff from the comics.
And they made some changes. I feel like they might have made some changes to some characters that really upset me at the beginning of the movie. So I'd say the first 30 minutes of the movie, I was really upset. They made some changes to some characters that I wasn't really happy about. So that kind of made me in a bad mood. So then I'm like, I can't believe I've waited 10
like
11,
their backstory
years
or like the way they would handle the situation, like a characteristic of them.
I don't want to get into it. Okay. I can't really get into it without saying exactly what happened.
Part of it, you know?
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
So once everybody's seen it, we'll talk about it or I'll let you guys know what my thoughts were. But dude, it's good. It's a fun movie. It's long, but it doesn't feel long. It's interesting. There's a lot of crazy things that happen. The internet is going to explode.
Yeah.
At the end of the movie. Once the movie gets put out, like I'm telling you, go see the movie ASAP. Otherwise, it's going to get spoiled with spoilers on the internet because there's some huge things that happen in it. It's what we've all been waiting for like the last 12 years.
Right.
Or 20, whatever, since the first Iron Man came out or whatever.
Like 10, 11 years.
Yeah, so like this is the moment we've been waiting for. Yeah. It's here. Enjoy it. And that's what I had to do. Like I had to put the stuff that I was upset about behind me and just enjoy the movie for what it was. Like,
right.
There's a battle that's amazing. Yeah. It's just a lot of cool stuff. There's even like a nice little girl power moment.
Okay.
With some of the, you know, the female superheroes and stuff. So they did a good job. It was interesting.
I know that the true answer to this question is going to be a full length. I'm going to just ask for a yes or no. Did you feel satisfied with this being the, like the crescendo of the whole 10 years?
Yeah, I'm satisfied with
good.
It. Like,
right. That's good to know.
Like, I'm slightly disappointed with the movie, but I'm satisfied with how everything was wrapped up.
Sure.
I'm interested to kind of see how things move down the line.
Right.
I'm more interested to see how the world reacts to some of the things that they have in place.
So it's no Last Jedi.
In the future. No. I mean, but I thought it was going that way at the beginning when I was
what
have you done?
Yeah.
Is that a porg? Yeah. Tell me that's not a porg. I swear to God.
Porg free, thankfully. No Chewbacca grilling marshmallows with those porgs this time.
Yeah.
But it's good. They did I think they did an outstanding job. So,
well, I think for the next month or so, that's going to be like one of the big topics of conversation. Is Avengers.
Sure.
But one
you're
of the
going this weekend, aren't you, Chuck?
I am. In
You've
fact,
already got tickets.
I do. Yeah, it's going to be a hectic weekend because I've got some other stuff going on the same night. So it's going to be like do this thing, then go see Avengers. So hopefully I can make it through 3 hours and not fall asleep like the old man that I am.
Oh, I think
that was a question I had
I
for you. Did you have to go to the bathroom
lulls.
At
I had
any
to go
point?
Pee, yeah, but I held it the entire time.
Okay.
I love pop, so.
Right. Sure.
Al knows he's been in the movies with me.
Yep.
I go up there, a large popcorn, large pop.
Yeah.
I sit my ass down in the chair, and I don't move.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had going through waiting for the end of the credits, I was
because this is absolutely the first time that I've ever seen the early reviews of the movie are based around here are the scenes you can go to the bathroom during.
Oh, that's funny that they do that.
Yeah.
But I think that's like I've shared internet's way of trying to get some free clicks, man.
Right.
Like,
I've shared two of them on my personal Facebook since yesterday, but CNET.com has the best one because it has three different scenes that they're like, okay. Some stuff happens in the scene that is funny that you would like, but it doesn't impact the overall movie.
You can watch that again when you get the Blu-ray or
when
whatever.
When you see this person enter this room, head for the bathroom. And when you get back, if you see this particular thing happening, you came back at just the right time and missed nothing.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Interesting.
Well, you almost have to very strategically plan your bathroom break then.
That's what, they're like trying to make it so that you can, if you don't think you're going to make it 3 hours without having to pee.
Yeah.
Here's where you can, you know, and even like the last one, I was like, this is the absolute last point where you can go to the bathroom. Everything that happens from this point to the end of the movie matters, and you're going to kick yourself if you missed it kind of stuff.
Well, maybe you could be just like a normal, regular, civilized, intelligent human being and go pee before you go into the movie theater.
That's what you think. Yeah, exactly. But some people have smaller bladders.
That's true. And I know some people have some issues with bathrooms and whatnot.
Don't be
but
flaunting your bladder.
I'm sorry. I got a big bladder. And I want the whole world to know about it.
Your bladder privilege.
You know how many quarts of urine this bad boy can hold?
This episode of Nerd Radio brought to you by Stadium Pal.
Or depends.
Are you incontinent and an Avengers fan?
I don't think it's a huge spoiler to let people know that this particular movie, according to some of the early reviews I've read, does not have a post-credit sequence.
Correct.
There is nothing in the post-credits. However, near the end, there is some sound effects that play that reminisce back to the first Iron Man movie.
Okay.
That kind of give you a wrap-up.
I'm actually kind of glad to know that there isn't. I don't mind sitting through the credits.
Oh, dude, go get up and go take a peep. Go take
exactly.
A pee.
Yeah.
Like, get up. As soon as it's just black and white text,
yep.
Get the hell out of there.
It's time to leave.
Okay, because they usually have like two sets of credits. The ones like all like
animated with crazy things, and then there's a cutscene.
For some reason, they keep it's oftentimes for some reason like toy versions of what you just saw.
Sure.
Have you noticed that where it's like claymation little versions of anyway?
Oh yeah, no, the graphics during the thing is cool, and then you get a sequence, and then it's the scrolling text.
Yeah. So like, is there a scene at the end of that?
I mean, technically, if you wanted to leave as soon as like those animated credits start rolling, you could leave. Like,
okay, there's no scene after that. Okay.
No, if you want to hear the sound effects, whatever that he talked about, you can hear those, but I don't even recall that. But at the time, I had to pee like a madman, so I was just like,
you're
all right,
done.
How many more names are going to scroll across? Just make it through. You've made it this far, James. Shouldn't have got the giant pop, but you're dumb and can't resist. Can't think with your brain.
Yeah. Well, I am a little nervous, though, because you've already seen it, James. Chuck, you're going opening weekend. I probably will not be seeing it this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't have tickets yet, and I mean, trying to get a spot in there, I mean, like, it's pretty sold out for the most part.
Like a Monday matinee.
Monday matinee or something like that.
Yeah. Like right.
Well, and one of the stories, too, is that a lot of, I think, it's either MJR or AMC, are some of their theaters are open 24 hours all weekend long.
I won't be doing that.
No, you know,
can you imagine my grumpy, crabby ass at a movie at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
I think it'd be funny if you went to the movie and then came into work Monday.
Fresh off the movie.
Yeah. Just totally pumped because you just saw the people beat up on a big purple guy.
Yeah.
With some fancy jewelry on his hand.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hope you've cleared out your DVR. Time for Nerd Radio.
Spoilers.
Make it so.
And it's more Nerd Radio right here on your, wherever you get your podcast, but on the podcast page at WRAF.com, as well as, is it Rock 92.9?
Rock92.9rocks.com.
There you go.
Rock92.9rocks?
Yep.
There's wow, a lot of rocks in there. It's James.
We rock, dude.
We rock.
It's the next generation of classic rock, brother.
It's James and Al Beck, along with Chuck Bean here, talking about Avengers Endgame, which we're all, well, maybe Al, not Al, but we're all going to see this weekend. Are you going to go see it again, you think, James?
Yeah, I'll see. I'll definitely see it at least one more time. Will it be this weekend? I don't know. I'll have to go see it with my girlfriend.
Right.
And then possibly one more time with my parents. So I always take my parents to go see. Like, this is one of the few things that we can enjoy is, like, going to see the superhero movies.
Yeah, yeah,
so
for sure.
My mom loves movies. It's probably where I get it from. The movies and being in the theater and stuff. So if I don't go with my girlfriend and my mom and dad, I'll see it two more times.
Yeah. Right.
But hopefully it'll just be one more time. Then I can get it when it comes out on Blu-ray.
Right.
Not because
sure.
It's a bad movie, just because spending 3 hours sitting in somebody else's yeah. seat, you know?
I'd yeah, rather, honestly, that's the...
Can't walk around in my underwear and scratch my nuts without, you know?
Yeah. Not since that one time.
Yeah. I was going to say you could, but I don't know that you'll be invited back to that
It's frowned
theater.
Upon in the movie theater, yeah, you right. know? You can't wear the boxer shorts because, you know,
we'll see when,
out of the
we'll see when, what is it, the Rise of the Skywalker comes out and we inevitably have our riff viewing.
Oh, yeah.
If,
oh, yeah.
If they'll let you walk around in your boxers.
I should. I'll be like, I got tons of Star Wars underwear, man. That'll be it'll be the theme.
Now, just, if you could, and they unfortunately can't do it, but if they could pause the movie at different points so you could check in and you just wore a different
I was going to
change Star Wars underwear.
Yeah. Say, if we were wearing Star Wars underwear, we need it in writing that there's no wardrobe changes in the middle.
I demand three wardrobe changes because I got to wear my male slave Leia man thong.
Yeah.
Or just wear all three and just tear away, you know?
Yeah, well, that'll save time.
So I was saying before the break that this is one of the only times I can remember in memory that I've seen reviews telling you when you can go to the bathroom during this movie, because one of the things about it is that it's so long. One of the other things that I've not seen a whole lot of up until this point, and I think it's a lot of the experiences that we've had here have led to, is you're seeing a lot of videos and posts on social media saying don't spoil the end game. They've got the actors and actresses doing videos saying don't spoil the end game. Everybody in your, you know, Twitter and your Facebook. And I think part of that is because we've lived through like Star Wars movies and previous Marvel movies and stuff like that, where people can't wait to go on Thursday night at midnight and see the thing and then immediately tweet out the big stuff.
I'm one of those guys, though. I don't do it now just because... I have, with great power comes great responsibility.
Very true.
So I try not to abuse it.
And you get to see all the movies early now.
I was inspired by doing that by The Simpsons, though. Because there's an episode of The Simpsons where Homer's walking out of it with like a flashback scene.
Homer walks
out of the movies.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, oh, man, who would have thought Darth Vader was Luke Skywalker's dad? As he's walking by a line of people waiting to go see the movie. So he spoiled it for everybody. And after I saw that, I was like, that is the single greatest moment in any man's life. If you could do that, I want to do that.
You want that power?
Yeah. But I don't do it now with something. It's just because there's so many crybabies around nowadays, and now crybies can have guns. And some
well,
people
that is
take
true.
Their stuff very serious.
So you're just scared for your life. It's not because you respect that that's a crappy thing to do. It's because you don't want to get murdered.
Yeah, there's a little bit of respect involved, but it's mostly I just don't want to die by the hands of an irate nerd, you know, who's upset because I said,
Right. You well, know. I'm as longtime listeners of Nerd Radio understand, I'm not a spoilers guy normally. This is one of the few times where all week I've been like, nope, don't say anything. You told me you saw it on Tuesday. I'm like, nope, I don't want to hear anything else. I want to, you know, experience this thing for myself. So,
because you don't care. You see stuff out of sequence all the time or read things out of sequence.
Yep.
We've had stuff where I saw a movie or whatever before. It might have been one of the... It could have been an Infinity War for all now. It could have been something like that where I got to see something before you, and we talked about it on the show a little bit, and then the mic switched off, and you're like, so tell me about what was that thing?
Yeah.
Well, Chuck,
just tell me the spoiler.
No, just, what is it?
Like, I gotta know.
And you're like, and I'm sitting there trying to resist spoiling it for you, and you're like, right. No, I don't care. Just tell me. And then I tell you, you go, oh yeah, cool. And then you still go and enjoy it. So
yeah.
I mean, the fact that you are avoiding spoilers.
Right. Yeah. No, it's just I've gone this far without having, you know, anything spoiled for me. So I'd kind of like to experience it for myself when I go and see it tomorrow night.
Yeah, and I think it'll be worth the wait too. Like.
But it brought up an interesting question that I wanted to pose to you guys and to our listeners, which you can hit us up on our Twitter and our Facebook. When you inevitably do see somebody spoil something like this, what do you think is appropriate response?
A high five or a fist bump? I mean, unless it spoiled the movie for me, but I don't have to worry about that at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, because for others.
Yeah, because I was thinking about it once again, seeing all these posts on my social media feed saying, don't spoil the endgame, don't spoil the endgame. And I was thinking about it, like, if you were to spoil it for me, what would my response be? And I think I would just block you.
Oh, like if I
think I would just, okay, we're done.
Yeah.
You have abused the power of social media, and now I don't care about anything you have to say ever again.
I no longer care about your online ramblings, Al.
Now, granted, yeah. So putting that out into the universe means that James is going to go home and go like, I want to test this.
Ironically,
you're like, hey, guess who dies?
Right. James is like, I want to see if he's going to block me and never talk to me ever again.
I will say, both times were in jest.
Right.
But that's the second time James has said that to me today.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to wonder, with a conversation in Jade's office earlier, you said the exact same
online
thing.
Online ramblings?
Yeah. Oh, talking about how when I defriend people. You had said something.
I only have a limited amount of space in my memory, so online ramblings is just one of those things that I will randomly go to.
Right.
I was like, the first time I 100% took it like a joke, and then this time too, I was like, he said that twice to me today.
And really, if you're trying to Al on there, I just needed a way to identify somebody who I'm calling out for rambling online, and I was like, well, I know Al can take it. So
we'll really see when we're done for the day. Like, see you tomorrow, James. Yep. Sick of that online rambling.
Yeah. Can't wait to read your online ramblings.
Al Beck Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram if you'd like to follow my online ramblings.
Find out what's going on in all the culture of
actually, I'm feeling
MASH.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of how it was phrased in the last episode. The bygone generation or something?
Yes, actors of the bygone generation. Yeah,
yeah. Ramblings of the bygone generation by Al Beck.
Confused and where am I?
Yeah.
See,
what
now
are we doing?
Now that you brought it up, I'm starting to feel a little called out because my personal Facebook last night was just a post saying, vodkas be strong, y'all.
Which is definitely, I didn't even catch that one.
Which is definitely an online rambling. Oh, yeah, okay.
I would have got the laugh.
I got a little vodka last night. It was all right. It was fun.
Like Chuck's been drinking. It's
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's very rare when I am drunk, so I was just like, I gotta share this with everybody.
I gotta tell you though, Chuck, back to the actual point. I was gonna say original point. No, the actual point.
Right.
I think that's an appropriate response to that.
Yeah. To just be like, you're done.
Yeah. Because I can't. I mean, I don't know. Like, I see where James comes from. Like, where you have had the humor side of it.
Yeah. Right.
But to me, it's like, man, you're just like, all you wanted to do today was ruin someone else's day. Like,
right,
just
that's the thing.
You just
want
to bum someone out.
It's a total butthole move, absolutely, 110%, but it's also hilarious. I'm sorry. You know, it's also really funny to see somebody get bent out of shape over like a movie moment.
The opinions of James are not the opinions of Nerd Radio. And
correct.
I would like to make that very abundantly clear in this
direct
episode.
Direct your hate tweets to at who the F is JC.
Yeah. For sure.
I will promptly block you. Or spoil the movie for you.
Oh, God, James
please.
Is just from firing from the hip. Just Avengers spoiler.
Come at me, okay? Because I'm like, well, I see what you say, but did you know that blah, 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 dies in the end?
Well, we're talking right
now.
What
we should do, though, is just on our social media, just do nothing but spoil movies that have been out for 30 years. Just put out the big spoilers.
I love that idea.
Just constantly. Like,
Bruce Willis is the ghost.
Yeah, exactly.
Al, give me a Casablanca spoiler.
Yeah.
Fired up.
Casablanca. Humphrey Bogart's in it. That's...
What is it?
That's all I know about the movie.
Rosebud was the wagon.
Yeah,
that sled.
Yeah, it was the sled. You know, it's funny, too. I'm having this conversation with you guys now. This episode, by the time this episode is on our
podcast,
launched, I will have gone and seen Avengers Endgame. Okay. But as we speak right now, I have an overnight to do on Friday morning.
Don't read the text messages.
Yeah, I might not even pull up the text tonight.
Yeah, I would just ignore them.
I'm kind of terrified because I remember you telling me the story. That's how the Star Wars thing happened. And like I might have to...
Less likely now just because the morning show has moved to a different... texting number?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to take that chance.
Oh, I don't blame you. Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't bring it up at all, but yeah. I'm saying the risk might be a little less.
I just don't want some butthole to, you know, get out at like 2 a.m. and be like, guess what?
Yeah.
The butthole Avengers are probably coming after
the butthole Avengers.
The David Chuck show. that's the next triple X parody person, you know?
But, yeah. No, that's the next triple X parody, the butthole Avengers.
Yeah.
Oh, the butthole Avengers? I've already applied to be in one of the leading roles.
You could be the Hulk. Yeah. Be fantastic.
Trying to think of a funny butthole reference.
Enos.
Oh, Enos.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Yes. And the Infinity Gauntlet is actually just like a Brockton's glove.
Yeah, it goes all the way up to your elbow.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you have any idea what you have done, Al?
Enos.
You're laughing now.
Major silence.
You're laughing now. His Instagram's going to get real weird. All right, well, one more bit of Avengers stuff that I wanted to address with you guys, and that is Fortnite.
Yeah, what's going on with Fortnite?
An Avengers Infinity or an Avengers Endgame event going on. I believe it's going on this weekend.
Oh man!
You can, according to the video or the description, is you can drop in with your squad, search for Avengers items, and take the fight to Thanos. You can find the. You can find Captain America's shield or Stormbringer or the Iron Man gauntlets or. The in the video, it shows one of them welding Hawkeye's bow, which would be one I would go for, at least.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know that the last time they did this for Infinity War, one player got to be Thanos, and the other players had to take him down.
From the sky. Yeah, someone would fall from the sky. I never could actually get to it.
Right.
But I fought Thanos a couple times, I fought Enos a couple times during the Infinity War one.
Hell. Hashtag Enos is starting on this episode of Nerd Radio.
This episode is going to be entitled
Hashtag Enos.
Yeah. But I never actually got to be Enos.
Right.
I only got to fight him.
Okay.
But Fortnite, the one thing that Fortnite is great at is getting people to come back and putting on these weird events.
Sure.
So, like, I was a part of one where they, like, fired a missile off, which seems really weird. But I was like, what? They're launching this missile at 1:30 on this. Oh, my God. It's like 12:45. I'm going on Twitch.
Yeah. You know, I got to see what's happening.
Yeah. And it was kind of weird, like a weird connection amongst online gamers because we all gathered around the missile. Nobody shot anybody.
We were just like, what is this thing?
We're waiting to watch the rocket take off.
Right.
The rocket takes off, and then the butthole Avengers come in and smoke everybody. But at the same time, I'm like, well, I probably would have been the guy that normally would have killed everybody.
Right.
So I can't be too mad at that guy. But it was a real weird, like, connection, like a weird feeling I had connected to all these gamers I've never met before.
I do want the listeners to know that James was dance emoting.
Oh, yeah.
He was dancing. That's when he says he needs room for activities.
I don't even know what dance emote is. I just made up. It's called the anal shuffle. Yeah,
oh, now Chuck's emoting.
Look at that.
All of Nerd Radio's emoting. Yeah. Well, hail Enos.
Yeah. Chuck's got some dance moves, though. He's got some actual legit dance moves.
I learned all of my dance moves from R-Truth, who learned all of his dance moves from Fortnite.
R-Truth, man.
Yeah.
Our truth. What up?
So, if you're a Fortnite, if you're a Fortnite player, then you can let us know on our social media what's going on because Ann Carlini had actually asked me this afternoon about it. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't play Fortnite, so I don't know. And she's like, wait a minute. You don't play Fortnite. You're not a huge Star Trek fan. How are you the host of Nerd Radio?
Oh, well, you have a better memory than all of us.
Well, you also have a deeper, darker nerd bag, I feel.
That's true.
With some of the stuff.
I told her it's
anime.
I am the king of the Nerd Radio Hill and I will take on all comers, but I fight dirty. So just keep that in mind.
But can you take on Enos?
No, I can't. No, I've got nothing against his infinity.
Whatever
you want to call it.
Yep. Yeah, plug him right up.
All right, well, let's talk to Mike Pandolf. He's got some Game of Thrones stuff and some Star Wars stuff to talk about. We'll come back and wrap the show up. I got a couple of comics to tell you guys about.
Gotcha.
Nerd Radio returns.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
This is Dirk motherfucking Manning, and you were listening to Nerd Talk on Nerd Radio.
You're so close.
Damn it. See, I'm beating myself up on Nerd Radio, not Nerd Talk.
All right, welcome to this week's Nerd Radio, wherever you're getting your podcast, and of course, part of the B-Pod Studios Network and all over your social media at Nerd Radio 101. Coming back with Mr. Chuck Bean here and
Mike Pandoff.
Mr. Mike Pandoff joining us. As I said last week, if you want some serious Game of Thrones talk, well, Mike's the guy I'm going to have to get in here. So that's what we're doing.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, you are one of the biggest Star Wars fans I know. So we'll hit up that Star Wars trailer as well.
Excellent.
Where you want to start, Mike?
You know, let's just dive into Star Wars real quick, because that's kind of what started our friendship, was me always talking Star Wars
talking
with
about
you.
Star Wars, yeah. Sometimes you talk so much Star Wars, I'm like, Mike, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Exactly. And I think if you've been a listener before, me and Amy used to out a little bit too much together.
For sure. So let's start right at the beginning. What did you think of the trailer?
I like J.J. Abrams. So he seems to, I feel like he definitely puts his input on editing, because he likes to definitely put mystery boxes in every one of his movies coming out. And he, of course, did what we all wanted by the end, was known, how is Palpatine still alive? But it looks exciting. I'm ready for this saga to actually be over. It's kind of weird that they're actually going to end the Skywalker saga with this story.
To me. Do you imagine if they make like a Star Wars 10 or something like that, they're going to continue with like Rey and Finn and Poe, but all the older characters
will now be
kind of off to the side?
It wouldn't shock me if they leave these characters alone for at least 3 to 5 years, something like that, because I know they're taking a hiatus after episode 9. They're going to step back, kind of organize their thoughts, because I think they kind of hotshot these first, what, 4 movies now? 5?
Yeah, about five movies.
Yeah, this will be the fifth one.
I think it's a testament to the day and age we live in too, that by the time we got to Solo, people were a little bit burnt out about going to the movie theater to see a Star Wars movie. But leading into 2020, you're talking about The Mandalorian. You're talking about, you know, the comics are still going pretty strong for Marvel.
Yes,
there's plenty of TV shows. Based on the Star Wars universe.
Especially with the Disney Plus, there's a Cassian show coming out. There's always rumors about making those Obi-Wan Boba Fett spinoff Solo movies now in the TV shows. And I think that's actually smart, because it's not such a high risk. And Disney also has Mickey Mouse money. We all know that. They own half of the entertainment industry right now.
Right.
So the only thing I'm worried about is that they can't do Palpatine's return in a hokey way. Like, I don't want it to be a clone. I hope it's something that explains why he's so powerful, and why, literally, over these 9 movies, he is the big baddie. He is the puppet behind pulling every string. So if they do something cool like that, where he's secretly been hiding, thinking everyone is dead so he could regain his strength and whatnot and find a new apprentice, I think that's super cool.
Is that actor still with us?
Yeah, he's still... Ian McDiarmid was at Star Wars Celebration, and that's why everyone freaked out. He went on stage and he hammed it up. If you love Palpatine like as much as I do, I can't do his impersonation.
Did you see there was a video online of a guy that was cosplaying him, and he was on his cell phone?
Yeah, he was doing the robot chicken sketch. The greatest thing ever. The greatest line. You smell like burnt bacon wrapped in leather.
It was funny. It was real good stuff. Star Wars Celebration, the cosplayers really killed it this year. There was really amusing meta cosplay.
I was so upset. Like, I don't know why I didn't know. I always assumed that stuff's in Orlando, but knowing it was in Chicago, I really was kicking myself, because that's like, what, a 4-hour drive?
Yeah, it's not far away from us.
I know, and I'm like, dang it.
Well, even I said this last week, even as a lukewarm kind of Star Wars fan, I watched that trailer and I was like, okay, I'm in. I want to see that movie. I'm all for it.
I wish you were a Clone Wars fan. I need to find Amy.
That's the thing, is you constantly throw, and this segues very well into Game of Thrones, you're constantly throwing television shows at me, and I'm constantly telling you, I don't have that kind of time, man. And one of those shows that, well, you've allowed me graciously to download like the HBO app so I can check stuff out. Is Game
of Thrones. I know what you're watching now. You're never watching Game of Thrones, eh, Chuck? I went back to season one for my rewatch. I noticed nobody watched anything.
Yeah, no, I watched the first episode.
You know what's funny? That actually, after I listened to the last episode, I went on to watch tonight's episode, and season one, episode two was already synced up, ready to go for you. It went straight there. I'm like, oh, Chuck did watch it.
It's true.
But Game of Thrones, so what do you want me to give a rundown? Because I'm fresh off episode two of the current season.
I don't mind if you spoil anything for me, because, you know, if I'm starting at one, I've got 8 years of show to get
to
wherever they are now.
Well, you know what's crazy is that there's so much. So this goes back to Star Wars. George Lucas always was talking about it's like a circle. Everything has a repeated pattern. There's certain things that even flow, history repeats, all that stuff.
Sure.
And that's what Game of Thrones right now, you're starting to see how that is happening. Certain houses are coming together that were always together, but they weren't at the same time.
But they weren't throughout the series. They were together before the show started in the history of the show, or the history of that universe. But they weren't throughout the history of the show, but now they're coming back together because there's a greater evil.
Yes, of course. And the coolest thing about it, though, is just the little thing, especially season one, episode one, you saw like... you probably don't know, but Robert Baratheon and Ned Stark, Sean Bean, talking in Crypt. He's like, you have a son, I have a son, you have a daughter. We'll wed him and join our houses. Season 8, flash forward. King Robbie, you might not know this, he likes to sleep with other women outside of his wife.
No, I got that impression.
So he has multiple sons that are, you might have to beep this out, bastards, not illegitimate children. He has a son that somehow survived all the way up here that he never knew about, and one of Ned's last... daughters, they just finally hooked up. We've all wanted it since like season three when we saw them together, and it's just funny because what happened, because that moment, it's reconnecting. And that's why I think investing in this type of show, I've quit Walking Dead, I've quit House of Cards, a lot of shows that you do have to invest time in, but this show, this last season, only two episodes, and most people are loving it because we're seeing all of these characters that haven't been together are finally, it's like Avengers 2.0 for us right now.
Okay, well, I think that's the gist of what I wanted to get to in talking to you as somebody who has watched, you know, seven seasons of the show, and you're getting into the final season.
Because every
so far, does it feel worth it?
Yes, because every character right now, I don't want to die.
Okay,
and going into
Game of Thrones is notorious for murdering everybody.
Every side character, and when a side character dies, they have a ripple effect because of how all these things are connected. And that's the brilliance of this show. I've made Anne skip breaks by accident because we've talked about this at length. It's just great. And I'm really invested in it. And it's going to be weird when they end this show because I've been watching this since I was 20.
Sure.
So it's about a good 5 years of my life I've invested in this show. And I'm excited for a lot of these actors, especially Arya. Macy Williams, I think she's going to take Hollywood by storm in certain ways. Sophie Turner, her X-Men performances are great, but I feel like she's going to do a lot more. And then Kit Harington, he's got the hero poses down, man. You know, maybe that's just me, but when he busts out a sword or he you see him lead, man, the whole show from top to bottom. And I wish walking in here, I forget, but the guy who plays Jaime Lannister, the one you see push out a young boy from the window.
Sure.
That actor is incredible. To make me go from hating a guy so hard to realizing the whole first three seasons, you just don't understand him because you keep hearing everyone's other sides.
Right.
And when you finally hear his side and see his side, you're just like, wow, he was just in a bad situation by killing a king that actually saved thousands of lives.
Ah.
And then you just see him redeem
it's
himself.
It's quite artful in that first episode, the way that he's very charming, and he seems like a pretty good dude on up to that last scene.
Honestly, when I first saw him, I instantly thought Shrek 2, when Prince Charming came in. I'm like, wow, he looks exactly like Prince Charming from Shrek. But I know you're never going to get around to it. It's about 69 hours worth of watching. So
there's a lot of stuff. If Nerd Radio is still around by the time I have gotten through all of Game of Thrones, I will be impressed.
Yes.
Because that is a lot of show to watch, and I spend more time playing video games and reading comic books than I do with the TV on. So
definitely,
it'll be interesting, though. And, of course, as this releases, we are probably less than 24 hours away from Avengers Endgame.
Yes, I can't wait to see
I know,
that.
My excitement level is definitely peaking this week.
I'm excited. I'm going to a show at IMAX, and I'm getting this special little collector's coin. So I'm like, sweet, always remember this. $18 later.
Well, I'm sure next week we'll try and make sure not to spoil anything in Avengers Endgame. So we always like to give you guys about a week before we start spoiling anything. But
feel good, Mr. Chuck.
Yeah, right. I'm sure we'll have you back in. I'm sure we'll talk some more Avengers. And I'd love to hear once Game of Thrones is over officially, how you feel about it. Because there's a lot
on
of
how many deaths I might need a mourning period. So
right.
I'll let
well,
you
there's,
know.
There's a lot of shows that have ended very well, like Breaking Bad. But then there's shows like Lost that have ended very poorly. And I'm curious where Game of Thrones is going to fall in the ranking of this kind of thing.
Excited. Exactly.
Well, thanks for coming in, Mike. And Nerd Radio coming back right after this.
Yay!
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Just in. Flash. Attention, Mr. and Mrs. America and all ships at sea. Nerd Radio is taking the country by storm.
This is Nerd Radio.
All right, we are back with Nerd Radio here on your podcast, whatever your podcast app is, and whatever podcast page you download us for. Wherever you're getting us, we thank you for downloading us. Make sure you rate and review us if you're on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, or wherever you're getting us, because that's literally the best way to let people know that you enjoy what we do, and maybe they will too. So it's Chuck Bean, it's Al Beck, and it is James talking about some Avengers this week. And I wanted to wrap things up. Last week, I talked to you guys about a couple of comic books and kind of bringing back the comic book segment.
Sure.
For a couple of weeks here, because we are leading into Free Comic Book Day,
which is
a week from Saturday.
That's crazy. I can't believe it's
Yeah, you can go to, I believe it's FCBD.com. We'll tell you. They've got a comic book and comic shop locator, as I always tell you guys. You can find your local comic book store. Hit them up next Saturday, as they will have a whole bunch of comics for free. Not every comic in the store is free.
Oh, yeah, we have to. That's our public service announcement every year.
No.
You gotta pay for some of these?
You can't just walk in and grab a New Mutants 98 off the wall that they've got priced for $2,000 and be like, well, it's Free Comic Day!
What if I want the origin story of Anos? What issue is that? I want it.
It's
I want it
not,
for free.
You're gonna have to make that yourself.
Oh.
That's a challenge.
I want the second edition, too, when Anos strikes back.
Oh, God.
Oof. All right, so... A couple of comics I wanted to tell you guys about.
Preparation.
Last week, I went on... This is a rough show to get through. Anos has derailed this entire show.
Oh, we've taken a real backdoor way into Anos.
Anos is one weakness. Preparation H. Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead. I was going to say the evil itch of Anos.
I'm just going to let you get it out of your system.
On with the I have a question about Free Comic Book Day.
Okay.
It's just a yearly event?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, what about Record Store Day? That's more than once a year, isn't it?
It is twice a year. There's a Record Store Day in April, and there's a Record Store Day in like October, something like that.
Yeah. That sounds right, yeah.
There is a secondary Comic Store Day that's like a Halloween kind of Comic Store Day, but not a lot of stores, like the store that I go to doesn't really do anything. They'll get some of the books, and they'll give them to you if you ask for them, but like it's not as big as the first Saturday in May.
I'm putting on around it like what's coming up a week from Saturday.
Right, for sure.
Okay, I got
for
you.
For sure. So, yeah, comic books. Last week, I told you guys about the book from Image. It's called Die. It was about the role-playing game people. Well, I finished the first arc of Die over the weekend, last weekend. It's the first 5 issues. The trade paperback comes out in June, and now that I've finished I've read the whole thing, I cannot recommend this book higher.
Really?
Yeah, because the first issue sets up the premise, which I told you guys last week, is essentially Stephen King's It meets the old Dungeons & Dragons cartoon. The second issue and the third issue...
Boobs.
The second issue and the third issue kind of builds the world for you and introduces you to the characters and their different their character classes. Like one of them is called a Godbinder, and he's essentially like a Pokemon trainer. Like he gets spells and abilities based on doing things for different gods. that in the world that he's one of the characters is called a Neo, and it's essentially like a it does a whole bunch of like instead of magic does a whole bunch of technology based stuff, mm-hmm. but they have to use gold in order to access their technology, so they're like a junkie. So like when the party, you know, gets a whole loot of stuff, of the first thing they're looking for is there gold in here? Because I need it. Because I need it to operate my stuff. Gold. Yeah, for sure. It's a fascinating book, and the fourth and fifth issue have some amazing turns in the story, because the context of the story is that there were six of these kids that disappeared for 2.5 years after they played this role-playing game and then came back. Five of them came back. One of the other five gets a bloody D20 in the mail, signaling that they have to get back together and they have to go back to this world because something has gone wrong. And when they go back to the world, you find out one of the rules of the world, the reason they got to come back is because they can only come back when everyone agrees that the game is over. Well, the one guy that they left there, they thought they killed, and then they all agreed the game is over and they came back. Well, he's not actually gone.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, and they have to go back. And then in the fifth issue, you think that they're going to wrap it up and they're going to face this guy. They're going to overcome whatever he's done in the world, and then they're going to all get to agree to go back. And then some of them are like, no, man, real life sucks. I want to be here forever. While half of the party is like, no, I have a wife and kids, and they miss me right now. I have to go back. Which is, so that's going to set up, it'll be a longer series. I think the series comes back in August, and it's going to be a role-playing game, they say, in some of the letters page in the back.
Interesting.
That they'll have, like, the beta rules in the...
I'm assuming the game's like the game that they're
The game that they
inside,
are playing, yeah,
that's
that
cool.
They're trapped inside,
it's
which would be kind of fun.
Gimmick.
Yeah. So
I can see that really appealing to you, because you're a tabletop gamer. Do you tabletop at all, James?
Back in the day, but right. I haven't since junior high.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm familiar with Warhammer and Battle Mechs or whatever.
Right.
That's even what it was called. That's what I called it. But
it's been a long time since I played a tabletop game, because I tend to get bored real
Jefferson
fast.
I think
Jefferson
more,
plays
Jefferson
a bunch of
would really be into this.
And
I used to get the Games Workshop catalogs.
Kyle loves to play a lot of tabletop stuff, so I'm sure this book is going to be right up his alley, too. So if you are a gamer and a comic book player, when June comes out, go to your comic book store, look for this Image Comics, Die, because you are going to love it. And I think with Saga being the big Image comic, being on hiatus, it's the perfect time for this book to come out, because this feels like this could be the next Saga.
That's interesting. I did have fun with the Deadpool Choose Your Own Adventure / tabletop.
That was fun. Comic. Yeah, the 5-issue Deadpool book where you had to like...
You Are Deadpool, it was called.
Yep, you had to...
Did you hear about this, James?
I had no.
Yeah, so you
would like the Choose Your Own Adventure
book,
but
Choose
it's a
Your
comic
Adventure,
book
yeah,
based around Deadpool.
But you could also roll a die to help.
Okay.
So it was like a tabletop game / Choose Your Own Adventure.
Gotcha.
And you had so many points for Deadpool, like health points or something like that. So whenever he would get shot in the thing, you'd have to keep track of how many health points he was.
That actually seems pretty cool.
It could end your comic book experience a little bit early.
Oh, yeah. I definitely died trying to play that comic book.
The other book I wanted to tell you guys about is called Spider-Man Life Story. It's the second issue is out right now. It's done by Chip Zdarsky, who is the artist for Sex Criminals over at Image Comics, and has done some writing for he did the Peter Parker Spectacular Spider-Man book for a little bit. And Mark Bagley, who has worked on Spider-Man multiple times, including working with Brian Michael Bendis on Ultimate Spider-Man for a whole bunch of issues. This is a cool miniseries. I believe it's 5 or 6 issues that it's going to come out. Each issue takes place in a different decade of Spider-Man's life. So the first issue took place in the 60s, when Spider-Man is like just... Peter Parker is still in high school or something like that.
Yeah, he's like 16, something, 15, 16, something. Like
yeah,
that.
And the main thrust of that particular story was that I believe the Vietnam War was just starting to happen, and Flash Thompson was going to go off to war, and he was kind of questioning, even as Spider-Man, like, well, I have all these powers. Why shouldn't I sign up to go, you know, represent my country? And he has a heart-to-heart with Captain America about it, and Captain America convinces him, we're still going to need superheroes here in America, or, you know, here in New York and Brooklyn and stuff like that, even though this war is going on, and maybe it's not our responsibility to tip the scales.
So Captain America made Spider-Man a draft dodger.
Yes!
Way to go, Cap.
Right, to a degree, but then Cap goes over there to see what's going on, and he ends up fighting.
Better fix that mess he just made.
Yeah, well, no, he ends up not so much fighting.
Isn't tight.
But, you know, trying to stop the war from both sides, like trying to stop Americans from killing Vietnamese and trying to stop Vietnamese from killing Americans at the same time. So the second issue, the 70s, takes place, and I'm reading that first issue. I'm like, okay, this could be in continuity. This all seems like stuff that could have happened in the 60s. And the 70s takes place, and that's where this book takes a turn. And you find out this is kind of an alternate reality book, because in this particular issue, Flash Thompson died over in Vietnam.
Okay.
Peter Parker married Gwen Stacy.
Okay.
They are both in college. Gwen is working for the guy who will eventually become the Jackal in the Spider-Man mythos and makes the clones of Peter and Gwen. And Peter is working with Reed Richards at a science thing. And Reed Richards does not agree with the war whatsoever and won't give away, like, won't join the fight or give away any of his inventions.
No Fantastic Four technology for you guys.
Right. So that, the U.S. could. So the story is become even more interesting now, because you get to see Mary Jane Watson and Norman Osborn Jr. are together. They're not married, but they're together. But Mary Jane starts
Harry?
Up.
Harry?
Yeah, Harry Osborn. Yeah. I'm sorry, Harry Osborn. But they both have, like, drug habits.
Well,
because it's the 70s in New York. Mary Jane is at Studio 54 every night.
Yeah.
So the issue ends with a little bit of a nod to the Clone Saga, and we'll move on to the 80s with the next issue. And then there's a 90s issue and a 2000s issue. I'm interested to see where it's going. I'm interested to see what they take from each, generation of Spider-Man.
And what they change about it, too.
Yeah, for sure. Because that was the thing. Dr. Octopus works with Reed Richards and Peter at the lab that they work with, which and is married to Aunt May, which is an old Spider-Man story where he dated Aunt May.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm interested to know if Peter Parker will have Flock of Seagulls hair in the 80s.
I'm looking forward to seeing what that's going to be all about.
Hairstyle?
Right.
Is he a preppy?
I've got a lot of good things to say about this book. The one negative thing I have to say about it, each issue is $4.99.
Is that pricey?
Yeah, comics are usually $3.99. And I was actually just looking at the previews for July, and maybe we can get into this next month, next week. But a lot of real expensive comics coming out in July.
Really?
Yeah.
How many of them are Transformers?
Only two of them are Transformers comics, and they're regular price. So,
yeah,
you Al.
He's always giving me a hard time when Deadpool comes out and it's like a $10 book.
Yeah,
and then he had like four in a row Transformers. Like,
I did
$18 a piece. Or
look,
something.
The series was wrapping up.
Just a little justified. All right,
An investment in his future as a collectible item. Okay,
and my Deadpool wasn't.
Well, I'm on both of your guys' sides. You're arguing back at each other.
He's just trying to stir the pot.
We're investing into our futures.
Right.
This is our 401k because you work in radio.
This is,
yeah.
We're going to roll the dice and hope these comics are worth some cash. Yeah. Otherwise, we're all doomed.
Yeah.
All right. So
I'm really banking on that bat dong.
Yeah. Dude, I think you're sure. Gold mine right there. Let me know if I can take that off your hands. You never got anybody to see it yet either.
As always, I encourage you guys hit up Comic Shop Locator to find the comic book store near you. Check out these books. Check out other comic book store or comic books at your comic store. And then tweet us at Nerd Radio 101 and let us know what you're reading. Guys, happy Avengers weekend, man.
Happy Avengers weekend.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to talk to you guys next week about it. We may even, usually on Nerd Radio, we like to give you a week to see the thing. We may have to just dive right in next week, man.
We will, if we do, though, we will give you a warning.
Absolutely. We'll let you know right up front.
Yeah,
we don't want to spoil it for you guys at home because we don't want you to mute us on social media in the way that I will mute you.
Yeah, we've done that before. We'll have a spoiler-heavy conversation, stick it at the end of the show, and give you a heads up. Like, hey, if you haven't seen this thing yet, shut it off now.
Yeah, we love you, and we want you to listen to the show, but we also do not want to spoil something for you that you've been waiting for. So we'll talk to you guys next week, man.
All right.
Sounds good.
That's a Nerd Radio for this week.
I'm in a difficult situation here. I mean, after all, you're nerds.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Have a great weekend!
Golden Radio.
I know!
See you later, nerds.
Hey, we're out!
How do you feel about it?
That's fine.
That was so good.
So proud of that.
Oh, I could have been Brown Eye.
Oh, damn it! I didn't get it first!
Could have been Brown Eye. Trying to think who else. I'm like, what can I make Thor?
he's sore. He's mighty sore. He's been fighting Thanos.
Yep.
He's mighty sore.
Black Widow could be something.
I'm not going to stop recording until you officially finish this, because I don't want to miss something.
All the brainstorming.
No, I left it rolling. I got Brown Eye, so no, it's going to... all right.
I got Brown Eye.
You got Brown Eye.
That's an end tag right there.
You lucky dog. I don't know whether to applaud you or be disgusted.
What the Come fuck up! Is happening yeah. right now?
You heard a pink eye? Well, you got something kind of like it.
I got the brown eye.
God damn it.
Oh, my God.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.